Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Night! No, no, stop it, people! It's Wednesday, Hump Day! But it's not daytime, get it? Alright, let's try this again. Happy Hump Night! Yeah. NYC Today Live with Janelle and the Hump Day Recovery Squad. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Live in New York, but broadcasting everywhere. NYC Today Live Talk Radio. Hot topics, family and relationships, business tips and successful habits, beauty tips and product reviews, sports, movie reviews, stupid prank calls, interviews with interesting people and everyday heroes, music from amazing artists that you may not have heard on the radio until now, and so much more.
Isn't that everything?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We'll even ask somebody on a date for you.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, we just do what we want and talk about anything we feel like, whenever we feel like it.
We really have no focus.
Now for your host. It's your girl, Janelle, and her surprise and random co-host.
Hey, hey, hey. Janelle in the house, and today is the last day of our health month, honoring all of our cancer survivors out there who are winning. We have a special guest coming. She's going to surprise you. I'm going to call her. Actually, we're going to surprise her and have her on the show. She doesn't even know. But I'm sure she'll be happy to hear from us. So that's kind of funny. You're probably like, a surprise that you're going to surprise? Yeah, that's how we do it. So today, we will be talking about your body shaming affecting your health. But Lauren, we've got a caller on the line. I'm not sure she wants to talk, but if you do want to talk so I can shout you out and bring you in, then press one. If you're just chilling, just chill. Got Al on the line, listening in.
She's off today.
Yeah, she's off today. I don't know if you're supporting her or what. So unless you press one, then
She hadn't support. I talked to her earlier. She said she was going to call and listen in.
Shout out to Al for supporting the team. And, over the past month, Lauren, we've talked about different aspects of health. Last week, we talked about sex.
You need help.
It was a good conversation.
We talked about Twix and Snickers.
Getting your knickers Twix. You know why we talked about that? Because we are talking about all of the healing aspects that is given us that people don't often use, and that's one of the things. But this week, today, we'll be talking about things not to do, and the main thing we'll be talking about is how shaming yourself, that feeling of shame, really does affect your health, and we're going to really get off into it. But Lauren, we've got some very special people that are celebrating their birthday.
I'm ready.
All right, so we got LaShondra D. Evans. We got Berlina Coleman Hall, and we've got Sheldon Hall, husband and wife. Born on the same day. Isn't that awesome?
Wow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, guys. I think I know. I got all of them on my Facebook.
We know them. We used to, real quick. We used to ask Berlina Coleman Hall and Sheldon Hall used to perform with the Gospel Grace of Comedy back in the day.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, you know Verlina, right?
Shout out
Verlina.
Yes. Happy birthday, Shalon. Oh my God. And LaShondra.
And LaShondra, I think happy I went to school with her. I think I went to school with LaShondra, but if I didn't, anyway, you're on my friends list. We love everybody on my friends list. Happy, happy birthday.
Because them care for you, pray for you the day that the Lord God has made, celebrate.
Say to everybody, I want to shout out coming up today. Our hot topic from NYC Today magazine is, well, we're stalking cosmopolitan.com to talk about how body shaming can make you sick, what your cravings say about your health, and a few quick things you can do to improve your health.
And that's all coming up right after this song. Right now, we've got Astro Projection by Ida Divine.
Come on.
was Ida Divine. Hey, guys, I know I'm playing the same songs. If you've listened to a couple shows, you're probably like, why is she always playing the same song? Well, let me tell you, we need music. And I haven't had time to reach out to some of the artists that I've scouted. But if you are an amazing artist, please send us some music. Actually, I have some other music that I haven't uploaded yet, but it's still stuff that we've played over and over about War Out. So if you have music and you're an amazing artist, we will play you if we like you. If you send us some music and we don't play you, don't feel bad. Just keep on trying. You know, if we didn't play it after a couple months, that means we heard it and we didn't like it, but doesn't mean you should stop submitting things. You know, just listen to the music that we're playing and you can about figure out what we would play on this show. I think that wraps it up, right, Lauren?
That wraps that up right there, and it brings us to today's NYC Today Magazine Hot Topic. So we're on cosmopolitan.com. where the author Elizabeth Narens talks about body shaming. The weird way feeling bad about your body can seriously mess with your health. If only your doctor could prescribe something to fix it. I like this one because I've been on both sides of this. I've been on a side where I felt shame about my body and the way it looked. And crazy enough, I had more shame about my body before I had Amadeus J than I did after. Because I do you remember what I said happened to me at the hospital that, like, just blew all my shame for my body out the water?
I remember.
Do you remember?
I remember, but tell the audience. So
when you're in the hospital and you're about to have a baby and you having complications, you just have on, like, the gown. That's it. The gown with the back out. You have the gown with the back out. And everybody and their mama comes and looks under the gown. And because they're trying to figure out what's going on with you, keep you safe, keep the baby safe. And it was just, I would get up, I would go get ready to take a shower, and it was just people walking through the room, interns, everything. And I was, like, naked. And I was like, ah! You know, and it was just, okay, I cannot care anymore. I don't feel good. I want my baby to be safe and happy. I'm just going to go with this. And that 45 days, because I was in the hospital for 45 days, I counted. On and off. For that 45 days, I learned to love myself because other people were able to come in and see me. And nobody looked at me with shame or anything like that. So I learned to love my body. But let me tell you, I agree with this article. It says that it affects your health. When I was younger, and I had all this body shame, I used to get things like constant yeast infections. I used to have body odor and things like that. Things that just came with feeling ashamed of myself. And then after I had my kid, like, I didn't even have cramps anymore. I didn't have any of that stuff going on. I didn't feel any body shame. My health did improve tremendously. Now I wrecked my health by, like, working too much, but other than that, like, just not feeling good about myself and having feminine problems, that pretty much ended after my son was born, and I had him pretty young.
Man, it's incredible how the mind works. You know how, you know, you can feel like your mind is is not in control of the body if you want to. But the mind is really in control of the body, you know. Whatever you think, concerning your body really, really affects it. The mind, you know, people don't think of the mind as the way they do when they look at a computer and they say, okay, the mind of the computer controls the whole computer. People actually more so think the heart has more to do with how the body functions than the mind. But I would say that it is the mind. We got Sandman on the line. Hey, what's up, Sandman?
Sandman.
Oh, not Sandman, Kim. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm about to, okay, we both got here. Hey, Kim, she got me calling you out your name. What else,
she
Kim?
Got me calling. You still got you calling me a man, nonetheless.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Hey, like, I know.
I think it's going to start with a nine, too.
She making it.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, Kim?
What's up?
You just tuned in, Kim has just joined us. Kim, we're talking about the effects of body shame.
I heard you going mind over matter, you know. Because that's what it all boils down to just now. I don't know. I didn't catch the whole thing, but I've been hanging on since she said, you know, her everything changed after she had her son, and you saying you control your body. It's definitely mind over. It's definitely mind over matter.
Yeah.
So,
whatever you're thinking is just gonna affect you. You know, I bet you could trace most sicknesses back to some kind of. Lauren, you probably going to jump in here. Some kind of unforgiveness, whether it's with other people or yourself. I bet you could trace any sickness back to some kind of hurt or pain that started emotionally and then sat in the body so long it materialized in the body into one sickness or another. Would you agree with that,
Lauren? The man-body connection is real. The man-body connection is real. It's spiritual and it's physical, and you can't separate the two. When a man, why? Because the mind, over everything.
Yeah. That's why the doctors prescribe a lot of sugar pills to people. Really smart doctors do that.
And, you know, I work in the medical field, ladies, and today I had a few pharmacy calls go. Well, we want to call the doctor and ask about this medication because this medication isn't good for a certain age of people. And we were just wondering if we could just give him a placebo or something to that effect. And I'm like, well, you would just not give him the medication. But then I had to think about it. If you're offering him a placebo, just a base medication, you're just basically offering him something to say, okay, we gave you meds. There's really nothing that wrong with you. You just think you need medication, going back to what you guys just said. And I'm sitting there going, how many people get a sugar pill or a placebo pill or something that isn't even going to change anything about their condition, but they get up every morning and they take it every day because they believe this is what's going to work.
Yeah, and it's work, and they're actually healing their own body because they believe what they're taking is working.
Mm-hmm. Your mind is telling you, I feel better. I think I feel better. Well, the medicine's supposed to make me feel better, so I should feel better in 3 days, or I should feel better in 5 days. And no, you could have felt better yesterday if you had just laid your head for a little while.
There goes Kim.
There
goes Kim.
You know what, ladies? I think this is a good time to call Miss Mabel and see what she...
Yeah, I want to know, Miss Mabel, where you at? Miss Maybelline, you on the line?
I know it's... No, we got a caller. She don't know we calling her.
Uh-oh.
So
I thought she had on here somewhere.
And a hush went across the crowd.
I know, right?
All right, let me dial her up real quick.
Uh-oh. We could be in for a trick or a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
Ms. Maybelline.
Hello?
Uh-oh, you might be waking her up.
Your call might be forwarded as an automated voice message.
No, it's not
going
to be automated.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Ms. Maybelline?
What's his number?
This morning, Kim, on the NYC Today Show.
Ms. Maybelline.
And Janelle.
Ms. Mabel. And Janelle.
Oh, wait. Yeah, what time it is.
Maybe it's Maybelline time.
Oh, now you done said the magic word.
Maybe it's time for Maybelline.
That's right. You say and named the whole beauty company after me.
I see.
But what can I do for y'all ladies? Well, Ms. Mabel, we was trying to figure out your body shaming. You know, so the topic is your body shaming is affecting your health. And we were talking about how the mind really affects the health. And we just want to know what you think about it.
What I think about what?
Okay. Kim, can
body
you
shame, Ms. Mabel.
Shame? Shame on
yeah.
What?
On
what
feeling bad
is-
about our bodies, as women especially.
Who feels bad about their body? Lord.
A lot of women, Miss Mabel.
Oh, honey, let me tell you something. You gotta look in the mirror every day and thank God for the strength to go out into the world. You got mm-hmm. to thank God for that. Now, when you look at your body, you got to thank God for that, too, because you can't get around without it. Now, if you go to shame in the very, it's like you start talking to your car, and you start saying you piece of junk, and you kick it every morning. After a while, that car is going to stop working because you're mistreating it, and chances are, you're not putting the good gas in it. You're not getting oil changes. You're not taking care of all of the vital parts of the car. So, ladies, you have to do the same thing to your bodies. You got to take care of every part. You know what Ms. Mabel do, don't you?
What you do, Ms. Mabel?
I thought you never asked. I touch myself every morning.
Yes, Ms. Mabel, this is a family show.
I hear that, Ms. Mabel. I hear that, Ms. Mabel. God, that was so bad, so.
I do. I touch myself every month. I touch myself from head to toe. And just a little touch everywhere from my face down, and I say, I love you. And I touch my forehead, and I say, I love you. And I touch my eyes, and I touch myself all the way down to my toes. And you know what? I feel pretty good because touch is mm-hmm. one of the things that we need in this world. You know, people done mm-hmm. got so internet that the internet has taken away the ability to touch, reaching out and touch someone. That sounds cliche, and it sounds old-fashioned, but it's really what we all need. And sometimes you ain't got nobody else to touch you. So you just gotta touch yourself.
So that's a good practice. That's a good practice. And it's one thing, Ms. Mabel, I want to add in on that one. When I was younger and I started out as a massage therapist, I really wanted to have a class for like couples to teach them to touch each other in a non-sexual manner, you know, just to touch each other the way you were saying, like touch each other on the forehead or grab each other by the neck and pull and just get a a good grip on it, so it just feels good right at the back of the neck. Just, you know, little things like that help to grow a bond and a feeling of care.
Yeah.
And helps the person feel good about being touched, you know, about being alive, right?
It's a beautiful thing to be touched. And you know, you can make it sound sexual. And sexual is good. And it's nothing dirty about sexual. But just the regular hugs, just to get some hugs every day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're fortunate if you work around kids, because they give some of the best hugs, and they can make you feel so good. If you don't like kids, you can get you a dog, and dogs come and they don't care how you yelled at them this morning. They come running at you and love you anyway. It's so many ways to get love, and this is what we need. You know, when you start opening yourself up to the love around you, there is so much love around you. Open yourself up to that love.
Mm.
You know, in the world, is so much of it. Then you just find yourself loving yourself. But you first have to look around, and the shame falls off. I didn't know what you were talking about, shame in the body. I never heard of such a thing, because I love Miss Mabel got a lot of body. And and I love every inch of it.
Amen to that, Miss Mabel.
Amen.
Miss Mabel up. Yeah, but Miss Mabel is tired. You know, Miss Mabel, every bit of 65. And shut up, Lauren.
I didn't even say anything, Miss Mabel.
You see, I heard you. I know that telepath.
Ain't Mabel. Ain't Mabel. I ain't say nothing.
I heard you. You know I got gifts.
You know she right, really 75. We ain't going to say nothing.
All right, I'll be that one. All right, I take that one too. Oh, y'all got me laughing out of a deep slumber. I was having me such a dream. Deacon Fry was in my dream. Boy, he was loving on Miss Mabel. Now, y'all done woke me up.
Deacon Fry, hey, excuse me, Miss Mabel. Deacon Fry from Amen.
Deacon Fry, my boyfriend, you know. We've been around a while, but we ain't dead. Goodness, y'all beautiful lady, y'all keep it nice and love. Just, you know what you're doing, talking on here to the wonderful people around the world. This is a good thing. Miss Mabel is gonna do a real thing for herself and put herself in the bed. Miss Mabel gonna get back to her dream.
Deacon Fry is waiting for you, right?
He out of town, you know. So, you know. Miss Mabel got a dream, so whatever. And don't y'all wake me up no more at this time.
We're waking you up next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. You have your alarm set, Miss Mabel.
Next time y'all schedule Miss Mabel, you don't just call Miss Mabel. I know that I've been knowing y'all since y'all were born and everything, and I said that my doors is open. But after 10 o'clock, you got to schedule Miss Mabel. Yeah, I understand.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Miss Mabel. Thank you very much for giving us some of your wisdom. Good night.
Good night, babies.
Good night, Miss Maybelline.
Good night. Oh, God, Miss Mabel is funny. Miss
they will take a lot out of you.
We got to call this baby back
next Wednesday.
Without telling her, right? She always laughs, but even if she mad, she be laughing.
Oh, my God. Oh, I need it, Ms. Mabel. Thank you. Thank y'all. Listen, I don't know if the audience enjoyed it as much as the staff did, but, oh, my God, I'm too tickled right now.
Ms. Mabel.
And she right. My grandmother, my great-grandmother used to say the same thing she said. My great-grandmother growing up, she lived with us. We lived in her house. She basically raised us with my father after my mother died. And she's telling me, it's a mirror in the hallway. Before you go out this house every day, you look in that mirror and you tell yourself how beautiful you are and that you love yourself.
Yeah.
And then you go have a good day. Because if don't nobody else love you, you know you love you. Okay,
yeah.
And to this day, 100 years later, that same mirror is still in the hallway upstairs. And I walk past that mirror and I go, you beautiful and I love you, even if nobody else does.
And you know we love yourself. Other people just love you too. You know? Because it's infectious when you... You know, people who can't stand themselves, usually nobody like them either. Y'all know the thing. You can tell.
Yeah.
They might not admit they can't stand themselves, but they really can't. And
but everybody else around them knows you don't like yourself.
Because I don't like you neither.
I like everybody. Okay.
You do. Kim, you funny.
I like everybody.
I like
you
almost
cool? You cool. You halfway cool. Like, I'm going to try at least. I'm going to give you the benefit
you
of the
doubt. You know what it is to me? If I don't, like, dislike anybody, I just kind of, people become irrelevant.
No.
If they rub me the wrong way, then I just kind of ignore them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not even on purpose. It's just like they become just not relevant. But I don't, like, really dislike anybody.
So we all off topic. We all off topic as usual.
Getting back on topic.
All right. I have something serious to say about body shaping and self esteem. So I recently lost 20 pounds. I feel great. Everybody around me is like, oh, you lost too much weight. What's the matter? Blah, blah, blah. Pardon my expression. Where'd your butt go? I'm like, dude, why y'all trying to make me feel bad about how I feel great? I'm like, oh, I finally got rid of that weight. I was getting fat. I didn't want to do nothing. I was sitting around going, all right, well, I'm going to eat these Lay's potato chips and watch this movie and drink this 2-liter Pepsi today. And I was getting out of control with my weight. So now I'm back to my normal size, and I'm a little fat. And they're like, oh, where'd you go? What's the matter? You lost too much weight. You look bad. You look this. You healthy. I'm like, I'm fine. I did this for a reason. I need to feel better about myself. And being overweight, I didn't feel good. I didn't feel physically good. I have 7 herniated discs in my neck. Carrying around that extra 20 pounds was killing me. I'm like, oh, my neck, oh, my shoulder, oh, my back. I still have pains now, but not as bad as in February when I was carrying around that weight in May when it was getting hot. And I'm like, oh, it's hot. Oh, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So it's not about how other, it shouldn't always be about how other people perceive you. It has to always be about how you feel, how you perceive yourself, what you're comfortable with. Everybody can't live my life for me. Everybody can't live your life for you. You have to be comfortable. I have to be comfortable. I'm 5'2". What I look like? I'm not even 5'2". That's in shoes. I'm 5'2". What I look like running around 160 pounds? Oh, I'm cute. No, I'm not.
You are cute, but I haven't seen you thin. But You was cute that way too. I'm sure you cute now. You know, people, them probably the men start saying that to you because they was looking at your rear end.
And I'm gonna be honest, Janelle, it's not men that saying it more than them. It's the women.
Okay, they was looking at it too then.
And I get that, but I'm like, well, damn, I feel good. What happened to, oh, you feel good? You look great. You're like, where you go? Where your butt go? Huh? We all sitting here together in this call center to the gavel. Y'all all getting fat. I'm 42 years old. I don't got time to get fat now and worry about getting it off later.
Exactly.
Be happy. I feel better.
Exactly. You know what, though? Sometimes ladies will hate on you when you drop weight if they wanted to drop. So you can't listen to them. Al, you put your one, you press one phone. I'm letting you in. What's up,
you know what? Hey, y'all. Y'all know what? I was going to press one to save my life. I got to get in this conversation. They're having too much fun for me not to press one.
And Al couldn't stay away.
Hey, Al. Thanks for taking me off.
I know. I said, y'all having too much fun. Forget that. Y'all ain't going to be having no fun without me.
I see the question mark next to her name. I'm like, oh, she really. What you think about this topic?
I told Lauren today I will not be on the show. I'm just going to listen. After I heard all this, I'm like, I'm finna push one because I'm about to get in this conversation.
Anybody else out there listening? Pardon me, I'm sorry for the quick plug, but anybody else out there listening, you can call in and press one, too. The number, one of y'all got the number available right now?
Three,
look, we all looking.
We're looking at our phone. 347-205-9920. The number again is 347-205-9920. And if you want to speak, then just press 1 and I'll let you talk.
All right. No cursing, okay? All right. So, who got your attention? No, I didn't have a question, really. I just was, like, I understand everything what y'all said, because I ain't got so big. I never been this big in my life. And I don't feel good at all about myself. I look in the mirror, I get scared. I'll be like, who is that?
I am so serious.
I have been so depressed about my weight lately. It's unbelievable.
We got to work on that, Al.
It's so hard for me to lose weight because I don't have no kind of motivation, no kind of nothing. And Janelle knows, and Lauren, I love heels and, you know, wearing heels and stuff. I don't even do that anymore. I just be like, ugh.
Oh, my God, Al.
We're
going to have an intervention.
I don't want to get out of bed. Huh?
No. I know that feeling. I was there.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. Because I've never been like this before in my life. I always thought I was all that and a bag of chicken.
You Auntie Diva.
You still all that and a bag of chips and dip. Stop playing.
You Auntie Diva.
I was Auntie Diva. I don't know who Auntie I am now.
We're doing an intervention for Al.
I'm telling you, do one for Al. I'm telling you. I, you know what? It just, all of a sudden, when I was as I've been taking my medicine, I think over the 2 years that I've been taking my medicine for the cancer, I gained 40 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you
I see
kidding
that.
Me?
Yeah.
I've gained 40 pounds. That is crazy as heck. Why, when I get on Facebook, I don't take no pictures. I don't even want a headshot, let alone a body shot.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie Diva.
I'm just so depressed about what I look like. I look terrible.
But you know what, Al, the thing, you know what, those, a lot of medications do stuff to the mind, too, while you're on the medication. A lot of times, the medication will cause you to get depressed and also cause you to gain weight. And sometimes the weight gain is not a bad thing because the medication I'm guessing, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes the medication can cause you to, gain weight, and then that weight gain can be sort of a cushion for your body while it's on the meds. Am I wrong about that?
No, why? If you go, get sick again, you have something that's not just eating. It's got some body to feed off of.
Yeah.
But, I understand that, but I got 4 more years to do this. 4 more years. So, am I going to be 700-800 pounds laying in this bed, can't move?
No.
Stop or what?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. If I could just take a picture right now and show you guys what I'm saying, a before and after picture before all this started, you would be like, really, Al? Are you eating that much? And it's not that I'm eating like that. It's the medication. It either makes you lose a gain. Well, of course, they're going to make me gain because that's just my luck, right?
It's like a steroid you want then.
Yeah. So, and I guess I'm depressed about that. You know, I'm already depressed about the cancer and, going through the radiation and all that stuff. And then I'm on this pill for 5 years and, then with weight gain. And then I'm depressed, most of the time. Then I can't work anymore, not right now, because I be sick most of the time. So I've been in bed all day. I've been in this bed all day. I'm surprised I don't have bed sores. It's just crazy. But I say I refuse to let y'all get on this phone and laugh and have fun about weight, and I don't get on here and have some fun, too.
Yeah, we just crank it up, then. Yeah. Because we got a few things that can help you out. So we're going to focus in on you, and we're going to give you all of this stuff that can help you. And then we're going to monitor your progress, and we're going to help you. We're going to support you on your journey to health. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I swear for everything. We fix to help you on your journey. Seriously.
All right.
I'm not
saying that. All of
I'm not saying that for the show. Like serious meetings and everything. We're gonna help you on your journey because this is a serious thing. A lot of people, everything you're saying. A lot of people that is listening to the show right now, and a lot of people that will be listening to the archive show is gonna be like, oh my God, that's me, and they're gonna want to follow your progress and for encouragement. And this is one thing that I feel that is really great about the show for myself, and I think it'll be even great for you, is the show causes you to or having an audience, right, causes you to have some accountability. So whereas you were like, oh, I want to get out of this bed, right? But when you have people supporting you or standing or, cheering you on, hoping that you win behind you, also looking to you for some inspiration, then you all of a sudden get this power inside you because now you're accountable to more than just yourself. So this is a really great way to stop body shaming and to even make yourself healthy. A lot of people get on dieting publicly on like YouTube and different things, and they lose a lot of weight and they end up becoming I've watched them become in health. I have a friend that she was overweight. She did actually do the tummy tuck, but she went after she, I'm not even promoting that, but she actually kept herself healthy and started eating healthy and working out, and now I think she's like a big time instructor in North Carolina, and she does like the Jumanji classes or anyway, but she started on YouTube, and I'm gonna look her up, but I think she's probably still doing it, and she's huge now. But she was letting people watch her life, and that accountability, I believe, to thousands of people watching her, you know, it kind of helped. So, real quick, because, damn, the show is almost over.
I hate when it gets to the part of the show.
20 ways to improve your health in 1 minute. Number one, give someone a hug. This is Miss Mabel. Did you read this? Number two, touch yourself. That's what it says.
I know.
Number three, floss. I gotta read that one so that people understand. Flossing. Research suggests that questionable oral hygiene can lead to gum inflammation, sores and ulcers, and leave your mouth open to infection, including HPV. I don't know what HPV is, but
human papilloma virus.
What is that?
It's a sexually transmitted disease. It can be a sexually transmitted disease or a disease caused by kissing that causes cancer of the cervix and of mouth and throat.
Oh, wow. Floss, y'all. Floss. I don't think flossing is going to stop you from getting that, but you know. Okay.
She said floss, y'all. Floss. Wow.
Wash your hands like you mean it. 20 seconds. Properly wash your hands with soap and water for 15 seconds. And use alcohol sanitizer after, basically. Okay, microwave your kitchen sponges. That's a good one. Call your mom. I need to do more of that. Lauren and Aaron does a lot of that. Okay, call your mom. Science suggests hearing your mother's voice makes your body produce extra oxytocin and helps heal your wounds, literally. Okay, number seven, whatever fruit is in your fridge. Even if you're not hungry, I rinse a carton of blueberries and put them in a bowl in the fridge or the counter so that I can go to snack. Okay, so basically have fruits to snack. Schedule your weekly workouts in advance. Give yourself a rest exam. Press on your positive points. Okay, we're going to talk about that in the future, pressing on your positive points. It's called EFT. I'm going to really, really talk about that. I'm going to have a couple of shows about that. So we're back to that one. Think about flexing. Thinking about moving your muscles can actually help you maintain your strength when you can't. Wow. Just
an Olympic athlete will go through his entire race in his mind before he actually does the race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has to win the race in his mind first before he can go out there and win it. And all Olympic athletes do pre-visioning.
Mm-hmm.
All.
I actually
It's a big thing.
Now, my son does it. He's nowhere near professional. He says, what are you doing? Getting ready for the game. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm going to sit on the bench. I'm gonna be over there thinking about flexing my muscles.
That with my life, though, kind of, it's been working out for me.
Yeah.
Revision yourself, your life. You know, you can do it with more than your muscles. You know, your day. I'm starting to do it again. I kind of got caught up in new toys in my life, but I was pre-visioning my life with fine, like, you know, if I think about how my day is going to go, my day will go even better than the way I thought about it. And I'm starting to do it again. I did it this morning. I did it a couple days this week. So,
that's how you manifest though. Okay, that's inside, y'all. We'll talk about that later when the show is over. We got a meeting after the show. We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. You did it.
Let
now.
Me find out.
Wait. You the big sister, Lauren?
Right today, I am.
Let me find out. Mommy, you in trouble. You did it. You better start flexing your muscles so you can see it. You better start flexing for the meat and get ass up. I see you over there with your boss.
We got a whole bunch more. Chug a beer.
Why you flexing your muscles?
Chug a beer. Why you flexing?
Yeah, what?
Be like Beyonce and twirl around with your leg up.
Yeah, because the next one definitely say stand up. Stand up, drink a beer, and flex your muscles.
And open your hips with a stretch.
Open your hips with a stretch.
This is starting to sound very sexual.
I don't know if I saw, but it's starting to sound like a fight at the bar. The flex your muscles, chug a beer,
stand up.
That sounds like a bad bar fight.
Open your hips with a stretch, though. Like that part to get left field.
Well, wait, but then the next one is straighten your feet. So, come on.
Strengthen your feet.
Straight.
Strengthen.
That makes like your toes is curling so good.
No, like strengthening them. Like make sure you know, like you crack them good real before, because you're about to get laid on your back. So.
You better plant
Lord,
your feet before you get knocked out if it's a bar fight. What are we even talking about?
Look,
I gotta go back to the top.
20 things that make you feel good.
Should read this post, should be one of them, because we improving our health laughing right now. Is laughing even on here?
I couldn't get past strengthening your feet. Look.
It's a pound a glass of water. Take some
and
belly breath.
Laughing
belly
on
breath.
Here.
Take deep
but
belly
breath. Some belly breath is on there. That's laughing.
Look. That sound like a fight. A pound of glass of water.
Google
a pound of
puppies.
Of...
Google puppies. And feel your
that
coffee
works.
Cup.
All right. That sound like we done went home, got beat up for the night. Now we need to Google some things. Adorable puppies.
Stuck on this bar fight. Damn, it's stuck on the bar fight. We supposed to be improving our health. Not getting beat up at the bar, Kim.
The way they put them in order here. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. Improve our health. I'm sorry, y'all. Improve our health.
Wait a minute. Elizabeth, shout out to you. She says, science says, just 1 minute of intense exercise can improve your health.
That was the setup, right?
Hey, everybody, shout out a quick.
Let me find out, Jay.
Uh-oh.
I guess. Not even 10 minutes.
6 weeks, 30, 14 overweight. Shout out to my boy that's listening. I think he's going to hang up soon because we running over. But shout out to my boo that's listening. Okay.
And whatever
so,
you do, don't take this 20 things to improve your health. Don't take it to the bar
good
with
night.
You next time you go.
Good night, bro, if you're going to sleep. My brother Yasir. Yes, sir.
Good night, bro.
Good night, bro.
Look at me.
Thank you for coming, Al.
Make them go. Okay, so.
We're going to make them go. So we can talk real cray cray after he go to bed.
Oh, he killed me. Okay, so what are your cravings secretly telling you about your health? All right, so we ain't really getting into this, but you know what? Next week we're gonna talk about that. I don't know. It must be gonna let the health subject overflow. We'll talk about these last three articles again next week. I'll carry them over because there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yes.
It's time to say goodbye.
No,
before we say goodbye, if you want to advertise on NYC Today Live, I want you to go to nyctoday.info and click on the red, white, and blue We Can Do It banner on the lower right-hand side of the site. See what you can get us to do for multiples of $5. We'll do it really good. Oh, I mean, we'll do really good deals for you.
For just $5.
$5.
And, you know, they say $5 don't get you much. But we guarantee to get your point across and laugh and make everybody enjoy it while we're doing it. So,
while we're doing it.
And we'll also do prank calling for you, too. And we'll also do birthday $5.
Shout it out.
We'll also hook you up with a boyfriend or girlfriend for $5. That's better than eHarmony.
$5.
$5.
What you say?
I said I need to pay my $5. I need to be
here.
She said I got five
on it. You guys about to say that she got five on it.
Oh, God. I got five on it.
Oh, God.
Yes. We're gonna hook Al up so she can hook up last week's show in her life.
Word up.
Word up.
Wait a minute. First, we're going to work on Al.
Okay, so we don't have an intervention first.
Oh, my. I guess you've had enough. That was good. That's our cue. Our time is up. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, follow us everywhere and subscribe to www.nyctoday.info. Night-night.